as you know, no talking on a cell phone unless it's a hands-free device when you're driving. No texting whatsoever. That law comes to us courtesy of State Senator Joe Simidian of Palo Alto. But he took another look and realized, you know what? Maybe the penalties aren't harsh enough. Maybe those penalties should be as much as $455 for texting while driving and $255 for cell phoning while driving. To hear more about this, we are joined by Senator Simidian. Senator, thank you for joining us.
David, good to be with you.
So why are we revisiting this law?
You know, we've had great success with the hands-free and no-texting laws in California. Since the hands-free law took effect, both fatalities and crashes are down 20%. In real numbers, what that means is we've got 700 fewer deaths on the highway every year, 75,000 to 100,000 fewer crashes every year. I think compliance has been pretty good, considering it's the first year and a half. But we know there are folks out there who still aren't on the program, and I think part of the challenge is that the fines are pretty modest. The base fine is just $20 for a first offense for either the texting or the cell phone violation. As you point out, that adds up to more than $100 out of pocket the first time around. But, you know, for the most part, I think we've got a lot of compliance, but with a somewhat better deterrent, I think we could make a good law better. I think we'd have more deterrence, fewer tickets, and fewer lives lost on the highway. So that's the thinking. It's really just that simple.
Boy, Senator, I got to beg to differ. When I drive in Northern or Southern California, it seems like every other car has some joker jabbering away or texting, for goodness sake, on a cell phone.
You know, I think, David, that it really is much better. You got to remember, I've been watching this now for 9.5 years since I started on this issue back in 2001. I think what's happened is that now we actually notice. I mean, think back to just 2, 3, 4 years ago. You know, we took it for granted that everybody would have that cell phone clutched to their ears. They were driving up and down the highway. Are there too many folks still doing that? Of course there are. But I think, you know, the CHP shares my view that compliance has been good for the first year and a half. But it takes a long time. Think how long it took us to get seatbelts as sort of a routine that we all fell into. Think how long it took us to get folks to start thinking seriously about driving while under the influence of alcohol. So we've made, I think, pretty good progress, but I think we could make better progress still. And I think the real help would be if we have a point on the driving record, make it a moving violation. That's something that most folks are a little bit anxious about, no matter how good their income may be and how easy it may be for them to pay that ticket.
We're talking with State Senator Joe Simidian of Palo Alto about his bill that would increase the penalties for cell phoning or texting while you're driving. Let me open up the phone lines right now. 808-0810. Again, that's 808-0810. Don't call if you're driving, for goodness sake, unless it's a hands-free device. Again, 808-0810. One thing, Senator, that's interesting about your bill is you would also apply these penalties to bicycle riders.
You know, this was really, it's funny, I was not prepared for the attention this piece of the bill got. This is really just a sort of a conformity measure with an oversight the first time we did the bill. Most of the rules of the road apply to folks who are riding their bikes on the road. You know, if the stop sign is there, you're supposed to stop. If it's a one-way street, you're supposed to go the right way up and down the street. And I've actually been a longtime advocate of trying to make the streets safe for cyclists. In the part of the world that I represent, folks really do use bicycles not just for recreation, but as transportation. So I just took a look at the law and said, you know, we missed this the first time through. We ought to conform the rules for cyclists so that they're following the same program everybody else is. And this one's raised more eyebrows than I thought. Interestingly, cyclists were our biggest supporters, as you would imagine. They were the ones who felt that they were at risk back in the earlier part of the decade when folks were on those cell phones and cyclists are out there without the protection of a hunk of steel around them. So I think we'll have a good reaction from most of the folks in the cycling community. I certainly expect so.
You were beat up pretty bad in a few newspaper editorials about this.
You know, I think it's understandable to me. The state's in tough times. People say, gee, aren't there more important things to worry about? And my reaction, frankly, is talk to the friends and family of somebody who's lost their life in a cell phone accident. And then I think you'll have the same reaction I do, which is, you know, no matter how conservative you are, there's no sort of higher obligation of the state than to protect the public safety of the people that we represent. So I see this as something where we're trying to keep folks safe out there on the highway. Any loss of life is a tragedy, but, you know, a lost life that is absolutely pointless and unnecessary has got to be the greatest tragedy of all. And you know, we're not saying don't have the cell phone conversation. We're saying there's a readily available technology, costs next to nothing, saves lives. Why on earth wouldn't we use it?
I would imagine the wireless industry is going to put up a fight about increasing these penalties.
You know, they have changed their tune since I started on this issue back in 2001. And I remember when you were a San Francisco Chronicle columnist back in the day.
Those were the days.
Yes, you were helping to lead the charge as well, and thank you again. We got, you know, folks from every company out there except for Verizon Wireless, who supported the bill from day one. They all told their customers, don't talk on that handheld cell phone, it's dangerous. But when we tried to pass a law in California that said the same thing, they were really hard line about opposing the bill. They've come around since, for whatever reason, and, you know, they've been, you know, neutral to supportive, and I'm hoping that they'll be neutral to supportive again. I think over the years they've come to the conclusion that they can still make a profit while being a little bit more mindful of public safety, and I think that's as it should be.
Senator Joe Simidian, I know you've got things to do tonight. Thank you very much for taking some time to talk to us.
David, let me just say, you know, the first thing I looked at as we got the new data was, hey, is there any evidence that we're having an impact? As I said, we've got fatalities down 20%. We've got crashes down 20%. CHP says the number of distracted driving accidents they attribute to cell phones have gone down 40 to 50%. I mean, it means that every day a couple of folks are going to go home and have dinner with their families who otherwise wouldn't have made it through the day. And I think that's worth a moment of care and common sense, and that's what the bill's designed to do. So thanks for giving me this opportunity, and look forward to hearing what your listeners have to say as well.
Thank you very much, Senator, for joining us. Appreciate that. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls on this, and I'll tell you why I don't think Senator Simidian's bill goes far enough. The phone lines are open, 808-0810. Again, that's 808-0810. You can email me at kgoradio.com. I'm David Lazarus. You're listening to KGO.